الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلما بلغ معه السعي قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى قال يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين فلما أسلما وتله للجبين وناديناه أن يا إبراهيم قد صدقت الرؤيا إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver. The narration reported by Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. She mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there is no action most dear and beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Nahr, the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, than the slaughtering of the animal, the sacrificial animal. Man has not done any action more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala min ihraq al-dam, the spilling of the blood of the animal. In other words, slaughtering the animal. Today, this is the action, the deed that most people will be doing, and that is the slaughtering of the animal. This is most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, it will come, this animal will come on the day of Qiyamah, بِقُرُونِهَا, with its hooves, with its horns, with its hooves, with its flesh, with its blood, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one narration, these will be placed, it will be given a form and place on the scales of the good deeds of the person. The hadith says that before the drop of blood even reaches the ground, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already accepts the sacrifice of the person. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our sacrifices upon that person on whom qurbani is wajib, and we have understood the masail from the ulama. And if he fails to make qurbani on these days, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that he should not even come close to our musalla, to our idgah. So a very stern warning has been sounded for those who shirk in this duty. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, ma hadhil adahi? What is this qurbani all about? Then he mentioned here, sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. It is a sunnah of your father Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. The stories and the incidents of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam we have been hearing from childhood days. And each time we reflect on the incidents in the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, it strengthens our iman. Because we can see in the life of every Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and more especially our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But on the day of Qurbani in particular, we commemorate and we bring back the lessons of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, that he was tested not just once in his life. There were several tests. And these tests were not small tests. They were not minor tests in his life. These were major trials and tribulations in his life. These were severe tests. The examinations he had to undergo were very, very difficult. But he passed with flying colors, and Allah praises him in the Quran. Allah says, إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ كَانَ أُمَّةً قَانِتَ لِلَّهِ حَنِيفًا وَلَمْ يَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ شَاكِرًا لِأَنْعُمِهِ اجْتَبَاهُ وَهَدَاهُ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ وَآتَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. In this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah talks about 9 things about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah praises him. Allah says, he was an ummah. Mufassirin have given various interpretations and understanding and meanings of the word ummah in this verse. He was a model example for you and I to follow. And therefore Rasulullah says, this is a sunnah. Qurbani is a sunnah of your father Ibrahim. Even in our durood, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad, kama sallita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Then again, we remember Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. An ummah is made up not just one individual, it's a collection of individuals, thousands of individuals together makes an ummah. So Allah says, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, in this one person, he was an embodiment of several excellent characteristics and traits. So he became a model, a muqtada, for you and I to follow and reflect in his life. He was a devout Muslim. Qanita lillahi hanifa. He moved away from all evil ways of worship and all wrong ways of worship towards the straight way. He was not a polytheist. Allah chose him. Allah guided him. Allah gave him good in this world, and Allah has mentioned that he is from the salihin, from the righteous in the hereafter. Imagine being banished from your own hometown, your own family throws you out. And he says, we have nothing to do with you. They throw him into the fire. What a test it is. They strip him of his clothes, thrown into the fire. At that time, even the angels were witnessing this incident. And they also became very, very worried. Ya Allah, Khalilullah is going to burn in the fire. One angel then requested Allah, oh Allah, can I assist him? Allah says, go and ask Ibrahim. As Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is now being thrown, this angel quickly comes to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He says, may I assist you? He says, as for you, no. Hasbunallahu ni'mal wakeel. Allah is sufficient for me. Allah is the great most, Allah is the best protector. Ni'mal wakeel. And Allah then instructs the fire. Allah says, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. Become cool, become sound. Do not burn Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam passed these tests. My respected brothers and elders, try and make space for those who are in the Sahan area and brothers are coming from outside. There is space outside, also in downstairs, in the basement, there is space. And there is space inside the masjid if we just make some harakat, inshallah. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is tested, test upon test upon test. At an old age, the desire is still to have a son. فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. And then Allah gives him, blesses him with Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And we have heard and we have read the love, the bond, the attachment Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam has with this child of his. And now the command from Allah is that leave your wife Hajar and leave Ibrahim, this little Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, the little child, in the barren lands of Makkah. The Makkah that we see today was not the Makkah at that time. There were no buildings, there were no human beings, there was no animals, there was no civilization, there was nothing, absolutely barren. What a test it was. He doesn't even inform them what he's going to do. Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam is a little child, little baby, drinking milk from the mother. And as he leaves him and he is going back, then his wife asks him, Ya Ibrahim, are you leaving us all alone here? First he remained silent and she asked again. He said, yes. It is the command of Allah. He said, yes, it is the command of Allah. Any woman in the world whose tarbiyah was not made, whose husband didn't teach her what is iman, the demands of iman, then she would have said, are you crazy? How can you? What a command this is. How can you leave us all alone here? Look at the beautiful reply she gives. She says, if it is a command of Allah, إِذَنْ لَا يُضَيِّعَنَا, then Allah will never destroy us. And you know the incident after that, the incident of Zamzam, and then how this town developed and how it became Makkah Mukarramah. And then Ibrahim a.s. is instructed by Allah to go and visit his family now and then. Imagine each time you come and you have to then leave them again. This was a severe test. And then they build the Kaaba. Oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned then that Ibrahim a.s. and Ibrahim a.s. they build the Kaaba. And after building the Kaaba also, what a great ibadah. Imagine, could there be anything better than building the Kaaba? And he did it solely for the pleasure of Allah, and still after all that, he said, Rabbana taqabbal minna. Those who understand Arabic, the word taqabbal, it's not just a normal word and verb used. It's not, oh Allah, accept from me. In English we say something to this effect, oh Allah, I beg you, I implore you, please accept it from me. In other words, it's a feeble effort, it's a weak effort from my side. Oh Allah, I beg you to accept this. Taqabbal minna. And then he sees in his dream, and the dreams of Anbiya are true, إِنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. He goes to Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh Ismail, I see in the dream that I am slaughtering you. What do you have to say? Immediately, look at Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, a young boy. Quran says, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ. Sa'ya means when the child is running with the father, he is now a young boy. He's got strength. It's a time when any father aspires to have his son at that age. The father can play with his son. He can move around with his son. At that time now, the command is that you must slaughter your son. And Ismail says, Ya abatif al ma tu'mar, O my father, do as you have been instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the father takes Ismail salatu wasalam, and we know the incident. And as they come, Quran says, فَلَمَّا تَلَّهُ الْجَبِيدُ, when he was placed on his forehead, facing down. Mufassirin have written that Ismail salatu wasalam tells his father, how he would say, oh Papa, please let me face down, so that when you are going to slaughter me, it doesn't become difficult when I see the knife being sharpened, or when you're putting the knife over me. You know, my papa, remove my kurta from me, so that if any blood stain comes on it, Ma won't feel it difficult to see. What test they went through. We see in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, genuine love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. True love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His devotedness, submission. Quran says, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا, when father and son both submitted before Allah, they surrendered before Allah. Ibrahim ﷺ proclaimed Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. He gave da'wah towards the greatness of Allah, towards the oneness of Allah. This was his mission. And he was steadfast. He was unwavering in his determination to fulfill the command of Allah. When a person has genuine love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, true love, Allah forgive us. We all claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we do love Allah, but when we are tested with the love of this world, then we give preference to the love of this world and the things of this world. We do love Allah. But again, we are showing more attachment to the things of this world. Hatim Asam rahmatullahi alayhi says, من ادعى محبة الله بغير ورع أن محارمه فهو كذاب. That person who claims that he's got the love of Allah, but he's not refraining from those things that Allah has made haram upon him, from the prohibitions of Sharia, then he is a liar. He doesn't have true love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, The entire family showed submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala then commanded the knife not to slaughter. This is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ibrahim had yaqeen in Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this is what you and I need to build in ourselves. And we hear our Jamaat brothers keep on talking about yaqeen in Allah, yaqeen in Allah. And simply, what does it mean? That we use the means that Allah has provided, the correct means, but still we have trust and reliance only upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the creator of these means. The knife, human nature will tell us, the knife cuts, this is our knowledge we have. And here he is passing the knife over the throat of Ismail al-Islam. It is not cutting. The knife refuses. Why? It has been subjected to the command of Allah. Do not slaughter Ismail al-Islam. Then Allah sends down a beautiful ram from the heavens and replaces this and tells Ibrahim al-Islam, do not slaughter Ismail al-Islam. You have passed the test. And this test is in our life every single day, every single moment. The love of Allah, the love of the things of this world. We have to be steadfast. We have to be determined. We have to be resolute. Like we have learned in the lesson of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam and every Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like we have seen in the lives of the Sahaba. Our lives are full of tests and sacrifices. But because we become so consumed with the love of this world, then the love of Allah Ta'ala in our hearts, somehow it does not become dominant. When a person has a severe cold, his sinuses are clogged, his senses are all dulled, you bring the best perfume for him and the best itar for him, the most fragrant perfume, he won't be able to smell it. Like that, when a person is so consumed with the love of things of this world, then his senses of the heart become dulled to the fragrance of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with a joyous Eid. Of course, do not forget, we still are under the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this Mubarak day. Whilst we are making a qurbani, do not violate any ahkam of sharia. We should be very careful as we slaughter. Do not sharpen the knife in front of the animal. This is the beauty of Islam. In Allah katab al-ihsana ala kulli shayin. Fa'idha qataltum fa'ahsinu al-qitla. Wa'idha dabahtum fa'ahsinu al-dibha. Wal-yuhidda ahadukum shafrata. Wal-yurih dhabiyatahu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa Rasulullah may explain to us that sharpen the knife away from the animal and make it be sharp so that you run the knife very swiftly over the animal. You do not give the animal any suffering, any pain. This is what Islam is all about. It is a deen of peace. It is the only true religion. And Allah wants us to become devout Muslims, to become a united ummah. So on this day, do not forget the poor also. We've got plenty of meat. Share with the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the difficulties the ummah is experiencing. May Allah grant all of us a qurbani which is accepted, and may Allah accept the hajj of all the hujjaj who have gone. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We just have 3 minutes, we'll make dua now. There won't be any dua after the khutbah, so we'll make dua now. And please brothers, there may many people who want to go out far to the farms, so we should not delay and obstruct the vehicle. Isaduru Sharif. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله هماري غناؤكم معافرما هماري خطاؤكم معافرما يا الله forgive us for every single sin we committed my Allah يا الله we have wasted our lives يا الله in disobedience my Allah Ya Allah, we are asking you today, my Allah. Ya Allah, today is the 10th of the Hijjah, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is the day of Eid, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive every single ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The young, the old, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, every single person, the rich, the poor, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is only you who can forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we read Quran, my Allah. We hear the stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, my Allah. Ya Allah, but nothing happens to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not shaken at all, my Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts have become dead, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Grant us true taqwa, my Allah. Grant us your true love, my Allah. Your true ishq, my Allah. That love that you want us to show, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be sincere in our love towards you, my Allah. Protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Guide all of us, my Allah. Grant us afiyat, my Allah. Grant us afiyat in dunya and akhirat. Salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Help us to make our qurbani properly, my Allah. Allah, accept it, my Allah. Accept the hajj of all the hujjad. Give grant him a hajj mabroor. Allah, upon all those on whom hajj is wajib and compulsory and fard, my Allah. Allah, and they have not undertaken this pilgrimage, my Allah. Ya Allah, you create the means for them to go, my Allah, and make them go, my Allah, next year, ya Allah, without any delay, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, grant them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. All the marhumin, ya Allah, grant them jannatul firdaus, grant the family sabri jameel. Ya Allah, give us mawtul diman, mawtul madina sharif, barilan jannatul baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Holy Kuthr water from his mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter jannat without any reckoning. Protect us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, protect our children, our grandchildren. Protect the youth of the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya qadhi al hajat, ya dafi al baliyat. يا حل المشكلات ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين. Let us make our safs. Let us eat salat. It's wajib. Two rakats with six extra takbirs. Imam will say Allahu Akbar. We read our sana. We say Allahu Akbar. Raise his hands, put him aside. Allahu Akbar second time. Allahu Akbar the third time, he will fold his hand. Normal qiraat, and then he'll go into ruku. The second rakat, first he'll read the surah Fatiha and the surah before going into ruku. Allahu Akbar once, Allahu Akbar twice, Allahu Akbar the third time. Then the fourth takbir is to go into ruku. That's when he'll go into ruku and complete the salah in this way.
Kindly straighten all our safs, let us fill in all the gaps.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والسماء والطارق وما كما الطارق النجم الثاقب إن كل نفس لما عليها حافظ فلينظر الإنسان مما خلق خلق من ماء دافق يخرج من بين الصلب والترائب إنه على رجعه لقادر يوم تبلى السرائر فما له من قوة ولا ناصر والسماء ذات الرجع والأرض ذات الصدع إنه لقول فصل وما هو بالهزل إنهم يكيدون كيدا وأكيد كيدا فمهل الكافرين أمهلهم رويدا.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد أحمد ربي جل وعلا وهو أحق أن يحمد ويشكر وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له شهادة يأمن من قالها وعمل بمقتضاها يوم الفزع الأكبر وأشهد أن نبينا وحبيبنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صاحب المقام المحمود والكوثر صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا إلى يوم المبعث والمحشر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد معاشر المؤمنين إن كمال الإيمان لا يتحقق إلا بالاستسلام للواحد الملك الديان والانقياد في أذمة شرع الإسلام بامتثال أوامر الرحمن وتطبيق جميع الأحكام متأسيا في ذلك بنبينا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة وأزكى السلام وأبيه إبراهيم خليل الرحمن فإنه بعث لنا أسوة مثالية في التضحية والاستسلام فمن اللازم علينا جميعا التزام الجدية في تحقيق الاستسلام وإتراع قلوبنا بحب الرحمن والاتصاف بصفة الإحسان فقد قال جل وعلا في كتابه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم واعلموا يا عباد الله أن من خضع وسلم واستسلم لله وجعل أمره في يد مولاه فقد فاز بالرضوان ومن أبى وامتنع وسخط عليه فقد باء بالخسران وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما أخرجه الإمام الترمذي أنه قال ما عمل ابن آدم يوم النحر عملا أحب إلى الله من إهراق الدم وإنه ليأتي يوم القيامة بقرونها وأظفارها وأشعارها وإن الدم ليقع من الله بمكان قبل أن يقع على الأرض فطيبوا بها نفسا أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله وأتوب إليه إنه تواب غفار رحيم الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات وبعفوه تغفر الذنوب والسيئات وبمنه وكرمه تقبل العطايا والقربات وبلطفه تستر العيوب والزلات الحمد لله الذي أضحك وأبكى ومنع وأعطى وأرشد وهدى وقل الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد معاشر المؤمنين إن الله جل وعلا قد امتن علينا بمواسم الخيرات ومواهب البركات وإن هذه الأيام لهي أيام أمرنا فيها بذكر الله جل وعلا فقد قال جل وعلا في كتابه
كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وبشر المحسنين. وفي الحديث عنه صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال إن أعظم الأيام عند الله يوم النحر ثم يوم القر، أخرجه الترمذي. واعلموا يا عباد الله أن من أعظم الطاعات وأن من أجل القربات إكثار الصلاة والسلام على نبيه ورسوله، فقد قال جل وعلا في كتابه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبيك وعبدك محمد في الأولين، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبيك وعبدك محمد في الآخرين، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبيك وعبدك محمد في الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين. اللهم ارض عن الخلفاء الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.